We call this Extra Point. We welcome in Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. And, of course, got Howard Cross by my side as a little protection here. So, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie saga throughout the course of this week. Get suspended indefinitely. What's going on with that?
This is the last thing that Ben McAdoo needed, but it's something I guess he had to do. Now, you can argue, why did he do that? But Ben McAdoo has to put his foot down and get some water here.
I mean, putting your foot down, I can't understand. I can't argue what the coach's, you know, outcome or what he did. But you got to remember this. You need all hands on deck. You can figure out a way to get a guy like DRC to come back to the team and play for you. That goes a long way with the rest of the guys on the team. Well, DRC is a leader, yeah, amongst other things as well.
Right, yeah, I agree. One thing I know is he is respected in the locker room. He's a veteran. You know, he's like a little bit of a Pied Piper there. So this really resonates with the other defensive backs and guys on defense. First of all, he's a good player. So they're going into Denver without one of their best players. It's a big issue.
Well, he's probably tired of playing the slot position. He wants to play his natural position on the outside corner. And that's kind of hard to do when you got a first-round pick standing in your spot.
Well, what happens is he played slot last year. He was a good soldier, and they were winning. What is losing breed? It breeds this kind of nonsense.
Let me be myself.
Yes, let me do what I can do best. Yep. When you're losing, it doesn't work.
And he does. He definitely is a great corner.
And, Paul, obviously, Ben McAdoo, year one, 11-5 postseason. He's had to deal with a lot of different challenges this year.
Everything didn't go well last year. His offense was not great, but they won. They made the playoffs. This year, right from jump, now with all the injuries, Odell Beckham, Brandon Marshall, the suspension, you're going to see what Ben McAdoo is made of moving forward.
I know you're going to see what he's made of. You have to think about this, though. A year prior to that, they had a tough season with Coach Coughlin, and then one year, the big turnaround. You always have a great year when a new coach comes in. A new coach comes in, everything's new, everything's fresh, and you're trying to prove something. Once you get that under your belt, then things kind of get back into the groove. Well, this is the groove they're in. A lot of injuries, not getting any wins, people being upset. That's part of the game. What is he going to do now to, like, pull people back together? Because, again, the sophomore slump is not just for players. Sometimes it's for coaches.
All right, let's talk about this game because the Giants have to deal with a phenomenal pass rush in the Denver Broncos and Von Miller. And the Giants did a decent job the last previous two games before the Chargers game. But in the Chargers game, Eli Manning was under a lot of pressure.
Yes, and look, this whole, you know, Eli gets rid of the ball in, you know, 0.03 seconds. You know, he barely gets it. Look, that's fine. That's not a viable
2.41. I said it.
Yeah, it was 1.84, I think, against the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just not a viable way to run an offense. You can't have Eli getting rid of the ball the second he gets it. Now, with these receivers, and you know, they're going to need time to get open, and he's going to have to hold the ball a little bit. My contention here, Howard, is that Ereck Flowers was a draft pick. We know he struggled to block guys like Von Miller. Not one-on-one. Nobody does. If he can't do the job at all, then, you know, we have to take a serious look here at Ereck Flowers.
I think what you really should be thinking about is how you can figure out how to run the ball. The Giants had some real, real success running the ball in the game. They kind of got away from it. I'm a big component. I believe in running the ball. The run could start a lot of things for them. It could change Denver's defense if they could run the ball a little bit. And I think they could possibly do that. If you run the ball, all this talk about holding up on the edges with the defensive ends goes away. Run it at them. They're small guys. Try to run over them.
You believe in running the ball. I watched you play. I understand what you believe in running the ball. You knock guys out of the way.
They ran the ball great this weekend.
Well, this is a different defense.
100 yards by halftime.
This is the number one run defense in the league, right?
Yeah,
it's really good. It's really good. And you know what? They're going to put an extra guy in a box. They're going to say, you want to run it, run it. Because these receivers on the outside aren't beating us.
All right, let's speak of the receivers because opportunity knocks. I mean, the Giants are going to have to go with a whole different cast of characters. Now, every one of these guys is a free agent. It's not like they're draft picks coming off the bench. What do you expect to see out of these guys?
Well, I think in the last preseason game, Roger Lewis and Travis Rudolph were the starters. So you basically have a training camp, a preseason group of receivers out there. Look, it's terrible what happened with the Giants with these injuries, but guys have to play. It's a good story for these guys. Travis Rudolph is a great story. Undrafted. Roger Lewis, decent player, undrafted. Ed Egan off the practice squad. Look, it's a disaster. It's a disaster in the receiving corps. But who knows? Maybe there's a Victor Cruz waiting in the wings.
I don't know if there's a Victor Cruz. These guys will get a chance to show the entire league what they can do. They actually get a primetime game. Yeah. They get a chance to go out and give everything they got. The problem is you're playing against a great secondary. Forget about the pass rush and everything like that. They shut down receivers all over the league with their cover guys. So that's going to be the interesting thing. Not only can they run their routes, can they get open, but how are they going to put up with the pressure of guys standing right on top of them the entire game?
No, we're going to find out on Sunday. Paul, good stuff with this week's edition of Extra Point.